Hello, listener. Jay here, your DM and host and producer for World of Nier. Just a couple things I wanted to point out to you right here in the beginning. First of all, I think I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, but we do have World of Nier masks. I have one. I think Andrew and Amy just said they're getting some. They're a lot better quality than I thought they were going to be when I signed up to get World of Nier masks. And you can find them on our website. If you go to worldofnier.com, there will be a button on the right-hand side that says merch, and that will take you to our TeePublic store where you can get World of Nier masks as well as VCR Kids masks, which is our kind of sister podcast. If you're not aware, Aaron and I are actually on another podcast that we started before World of Nier called the VCR Kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. If you are interested in that, you can find the VCR Kids wherever you're listening to podcasts right now. Just give a search for the VCR Kids. We're the only podcast called that, so it'll be pretty easy to find. And then the final thing that I want to mention is this does take a lot of work and time to produce, and things like hosting for the podcast and our website and all these fun things do cost money. And right now we're just kind of like sinking our own money into it. But if you did want to kind of contribute and help the show grow a little bit more, maybe help us cover some of these costs, you can check out our Patreon. It is patreon.com/worldofnier. Got some really cool perks on there, and it's some fun stuff, and you can get some cool behind the scenes audio, you can get some DM notes, as well as some other things as well. And I think you'll enjoy it, so check it out, patreon.com/worldofnier. You can start at $1 a month. We have some tiers going up to $25 a month, so kind of whatever floats in your budget. We greatly appreciate any of that, and that will just help us continue to put out the show and try and keep on schedule and cover all these hosting costs and everything like that. And then finally, if you hear a little whine in the background, that is our dog, Holly. I don't know what she's whining about, but I'm about to go figure it out. So I'm going to go take a look at that, and you enjoy the episode. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nier. This is Jay, your DM. We are a weekly Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a bunch of super fun people, like these people over here.
Hi, I'm Ian. I play Harry the Fearbog Druid.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Reeve Vitevich Kolosevsky, the Paladin Hill Dwarf.
And I'm Aaron. I play Tatsuo the Human Samurai.
And best for last, I'm Amy, playing Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've ever seen Amy so offended in my life.
That's all it took.
So last week, we left off with you guys re-picking up the trail of the humanoid that kind of fled when you're investigating the ruins. And it led you to a cave in the cliff, but there were some rocks and things that fell down, made some noise. So you don't know kind of if you were heard. You don't know if anyone is actually in the cave or not, but that's where we're picking up right now.
So is there any movement in the cave? Like, how far into the cave can we actually see?
So right now you guys are coming up to it in this. You're on a super narrow path. There's really only space for one of you at a time to go down it. And so kind of from the side angle in, you can really only see like a foot or two into it.
Do you guys want me to scout it out?
Sure. Yes.
I'm going to squeeze past Tatsuo and kind of go to the side of the cave. Mm-hmm. If there's no one around down there, and then try to like peek around the corner. And I'm going to try to be as stealthy as possible.
Okay. Roll it.
All right. Oh, that's going to be a 25.
All right. You don't knock any rocks over or anything like that. You're able to kind of peek around. And the cave, you don't see anything in your line of vision right away, but there is kind of a turn, and you do see kind of a glow coming out from that turn. So you can't see anything initially, but it does look like there's some kind of like fire or something deeper into the cave.
Okay. If I go like sort of around the corner another like 10, 15 feet, can I see any more?
Yeah. So as you go around and as you creep in, you're able to come across the turn and you are able to see that there is a fire in there. And it is, you see about five humanoid figures sitting around it. And it looks very familiar to the vision that you guys had in the crystal ball.
Okay, so they're in the uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to sneak back to the group. And whoop, sorry. I accidentally dropped a dice. I wasn't rolling anything.
Was that initiative?
No, it was a D4.
Gosh, it was so loud.
Sorry, it was a D4.
Everyone heard.
So I'm going to go back to the group and say, I think we found them. They're sitting around a fire inside the cave. Should we go and say hello?
Yeah, I think that would be wise.
There were Let's five
be up
of
front
them.
About it. Oh, geez. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go. I'm gonna.
Tatsuo's walking. Just walking. Second.
I'm gonna like as we walk up, just be like, "Hello, hello. I'm looking for the dragon army."
As you speak, you kind of hear everyone scramble and kind of like grab weapons and stuff. And you come around the corner and you see, now you only see three people. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of, I'm sorry, four. I don't know where I got three from. Four people. And they're all kind of, you see a few of them have like spears and one has a sword and they're all kind of like ready and waiting and they're cornered. Like there's no, from what you can see, there's no other paths deeper into this cave.
Okay.
And so they kind of give off the feeling of like cornered animals.
Can we see what they are?
Yeah. So you see there is a human that is really kind of disheveled, like a really patchy beard growing in. And all of they're all wearing this uniform, but it's all kind of like torn and ripped and looks really old and dirty. You see there's a dwarf with bright red hair, and there is a high elf with long blonde hair, and then there is this really weird looking humanoid that you haven't ever seen before. Like he's got a really small head, but he's pretty tall. He's almost taller than the high elf. But his like arms and head are really short and small.
I like him already.
Are we talking like Beetlejuice small? Like
yeah, that guy.
Tiny head on a regular sized body? Or like what do you
like
mean?
Like almost like child head size. And like the arms are like half as long as a normal human's arms.
Okay.
Hmm. Weird. Don't like that.
Okay.
Tatsuo says out loud as she looks at it.
Don't like that.
Just judging it.
I'm going to say, hello. Is one of you Perrin?
The high elf kind of like drops his sword in shock and says, I'm Perrin. How did you guys know my name?
We've been looking for you. We need your help. And we're wondering if you'd like to come with us away from this terrible place.
He kind of looks around at everyone else who has not lowered their weapon yet. He's like, why are you looking for me? I don't even have any friends or that's why I came out here. I don't really know anyone.
What about your brother?
David, not mention the brother.
That I know of.
I'm going to take out the sword of Vander Amaris.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, does this look familiar to you at all?
He looks at it and he looks really puzzled, like he's not really making any connections or anything, but his hand kind of like reaches out. He's like, can I see it first?
Sure.
And like when he picks it up, you can see that it kind of almost like has a glow to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he like lifts it like with complete ease, like it weighs nothing. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is some sword. I don't think I've ever seen it before, but it feels very, very natural.
Yeah, it's, it belongs to your family, so I'd like you to have it.
He sits down on the fire. He says, I think they're okay. They don't look like scalies.
That's rude. I don't say that, but I'm thinking it.
And the others kind of lower their weapons and kind of start to sit down, and they kind of motion for you guys to have a seat around the fire where you see a rabbit cooking over the fire.
I'll have a seat.
I will definitely partake.
Yeah, I'll kneel down.
Yes.
As they're all kind of sitting down, you notice the weirdly tall, tiny-headed person kind of like he like puts his arms up like this, and Perrin kind of picks him up from under the shoulders and puts him down, and it turns out that it was two halflings in a trench coat.
I thought it was gonna be that.
Oh man.
And
that's great.
Everyone kind of sits around the fire and says, Perrin's like, listen, I don't know who you guys have been talking to or how you got my name. I don't know any brother. I don't know any family. I grew up an orphan in Prine. I don't really have a lot of connections.
Hmm. Well, so first of all, we're called the Delivery Service. My name's Bijou. And this is Tatsuo, Harry, and Reeve Vitevich Kolosevsky.
At your service.
Oh, cool. I like your haircut, dude.
What? What haircut? And then I didn't even notice my beard was missing until now. So I put my hand up and I'm like, oh! and I like, what? And I look for, is there any like still water sitting around or anything like that?
No. I mean, you have your shield.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I turn around and look at my shield and see my reflection. And I'm like, oh! And I kind of throw up again.
I'm going to pull a fake beard out of my costume box and give it to Reeve.
I'm like crying. And like,
see, know. Reeve, here, it's almost the same color as your hair. Just wear this till it grows back.
I put it on and it's like, it doesn't quite line up with anything. And I'm like, it's not the same. And like rip it off and throw it down. And I just start crying again.
All right. No need to disrespect.
The redheaded dwarf sitting around the fire is just like chuckling.
So I'm going to tell Perrin, so back in Naya, things are not looking good. There's been a terrible army that's taken over everything. Everyone's miserable. And lots of people were killed through these magic weather systems that were released upon innocent people. And there's this terrible group of people in charge, and the only way we can all overthrow them is to unite, and you're a missing piece, and we need you back there. This fight against the dragon here, I'm not sure you can win, but there's been a prophecy that says that if you come back, the other fight against those bad guys, we can win.
He kind of puts his head in his hands. He says, but you guys were talking about family and what does the prophecy say about me? Does it say parent in a prophecy?
No. So we've had to track down a group of people called the Seven Sons, which are like the eldest, like descended from the eldest line of each race. And you are the preeminent descendant of the High Elves.
The other, all the others kind of like turn and look at him, and they're like, wait, Perrin, you're like a prince? Why didn't you tell us before?
Is he still wearing the seven-pointed star amulet that he had on when I dreamed about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to point to that. What do you think that is?
He reaches down and clutches it. He's like, well, I don't know. I've always had this. This is the only thing that I know about my family is that my father gave me this before he died.
There are only six other necklaces like that. And they're all held by the other of the Seven Sons.
Wow. That's pretty crazy, man. So I guess, what do you guys think about getting off this island? He says to the others, and they all kind of like laugh at him. Like, the dwarf speaks up and he says, we've been trying to get off this island for the past, what is it now? Feels like 10 years. Probably more like 6. I don't know. 5. Time doesn't really mean anything anymore.
So you guys must suck then. Can't do anything. I mean, we got here pretty easily. So how can it be that hard to leave?
So we had a magic tree.
Yeah.
Please don't insult them. If you work hard enough, please.
One day you can get a magic tree.
I smack Tatsuo with my backhand in the face.
You wow. better not.
I do it.
He already did. I want to see a fight.
I do it. I smack her and I say, show some respect. I lost my beard.
She punches him in the nose.
Harry, can you please help get them out of here, please, while I finish this conversation?
Yeah. I don't think I'm in the... Am I in the cave?
Oh, did you...
I guess I am.
Yeah, I thought you said you sat down to partake of the rabbit.
Yeah, you
oh,
did.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I'll start taking them out, and I'm already sucking on a seed as we're walking. Just kind of, you know, sifting it around in my mouth.
I'm going to apologize. Perrin, I'm so sorry that she has no respect for all that you've suffered. And she's never seen the types of things that you've seen and faced off with. And that was a terrible thing to say. And I promise you that there are a lot of other people back on the continent who would not speak to you that way.
They kind of all look around. They're like, yeah, we just thought it was crazy that beardless dwarf thing slapped her. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she's not one for diplomacy.
Got that right. I'm holding my nose.
So, you're not there.
I'm gonna tell them.
you shut your mouth.
Harry, I think, will be able to explain more, but we're going to use magic to get back to the mainland, and we're probably going to hide out with the wood elves for the time being. Because it's not safe for any of us or you to be seen by the powers that be who are now ruling Naya. So we're all in hiding. So we'll be going back to the wood elves, and they are friendly to our cause, and they know that we're bringing you back.
Can my friends come too? I mean, we're all kind of abandoned here.
Absolutely. We would love for you to come back.
One of the little halflings speaks up and says, we've been trying to get off this island for, like we said, like 6 years. We've been waiting for reinforcements. We've been waiting. We came here with hundreds of people, and we're the last ones that we know of that are left from this daggone dragon and these scaly patrols all over the place, taking out us one at a time. I mean, it's not easy to get out of here. I hope this magic works.
Yeah, it's like magic. Like, don't worry.
All right. Well, the dwarf speaks up and says, now where we're going with these wood elves, I've never seen any wood elves before. Do they have ale?
Oh, sure. I'm sure they do. Supplies are a bit thin on the ground. I hope you understand.
He kind of like does a little pump with his fist. He's like, yes.
But we can definitely find, if the wood elves don't have it, we will find you ale. We will make that our mission.
I say, don't worry. And I slap him on the back of the
you're not there.
Oh, I'm not? What?
Where? Yeah, you got pulled outside with Harry and Tatsuo because you guys were being embarrassing.
Sorry. I missed that. I was, it was heat of the moment. I missed it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say, wait right here. I'm gonna go check on the other ones to see if they've settled their differences. I'm gonna peek outside. Do you mind?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
What?
Is it Tatsuo and Harry and Reeve? What are y'all doing?
Scrapping.
I'm
probably.
I've got. Can I have Tatsuo in a headlock?
No, you cannot.
I don't know.
Because she punched you in the nose. I'm asking you'd have DM. To roll for that.
I'm asking the DM.
I mean, you have to roll a grapple.
Okay.
Yeah, and my strength is like off the charts, so good luck.
Well, my strength's
it's athletics high, versus athletics.
Does she have to roll one too?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get?
A 19.
Okay, I got a 15.
Can we get screenshots on this?
I got a 15.
It's in the roll 20 thing.
All right. You come out and Tatsuo has Reeve in a headlock. And she's giving him a noogie.
Could we please stop being embarrassing?
Tell that to her.
You wouldn't believe how much I got done diplomatically in the years we were separated because I didn't have to deal with outbursts like that. Harry, are we ready to go? Can you plant us a tree so we don't have to go back over the...
Tatsuo, what does it look like I'm doing? My pinky is already 2 inches deep, okay? All right? And I'm wiggling it in the dirt right now.
Tatsuo says,
take it out.
Should we really, you know, I mean, they're halflings. Like, we're 100% sure they're not the bad kind.
If they're with Perrin, and he won't come back without them.
Could be
we don't
spies.
Have a choice what kind they are, but we can keep an eye on them.
And don't tell them the password.
Yeah, and definitely I whisper, not.
Sorry.
Whisper what?
I'm eating the rabbit. I have some of the rabbit in my mouth right now. Hold on.
Okay, well, the gang of the dragon army kind of comes out behind you guys. They've got their little amounts of possessions and tools and stuff in their little packs, and they got everything they have, and like, all right. So the dwarf's like, well, the best exit that we found, the best launching point would be about 500 feet northwest of here. There's a landing. The Scalies don't patrol it too much, and we can probably, if you have a boat or something, we can probably launch it from there.
Hey, what's your name?
Jeez.
That's a great question.
Hey, you.
My name is Jordan.
Well, Jordan, is he a mountain dwarf or a hill dwarf?
He's a hill dwarf.
Jordan, the esteemed hill dwarf. Watch what Harry's going to do, because we don't even need a boat.
I aggressively spit in my hand where the seed is.
So you sneeze in your hand?
Well, I mean, yeah, with a little extra force. And then I put it in the little pinky hole I made and, just whisper, all right, baby, I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
All right, this tree magically grows out of the ground. And it's in this cave, getting no sunlight and no rain.
No, I thought we walked out of the cave. Isn't that where I took those two because they were being outside. Troublesome? Yeah.
Oh, you took them out? Well, there's that little pathway that you climbed up.
Oh. Well, what is the tree growing in the cave?
I mean, the tree will grow in the cave, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Were in the other chamber of the entrance chamber of the cave.
Nah, I was headed out. I'll do it in the cave if I can. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's possible. Done.
All right, so the tree grows.
And then I'm going to head out. I'm going to let which one goes outside? I should have known. Oh, Timothy. That's right. Yeah. I'm going to let Timothy out. I forgot where we came in from, though, where the wood elves are.
Wait. Did you go into the tree yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're all going to follow you.
Is everyone else going
in,
with
right?
you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna let I'm gonna let everybody else go ahead of me. I'm gonna be the last.
All right. Everyone makes a chain with your hands and goes in, and they're all kind of like the four friends are all kind of or five friends are all kind of.
Whoa! This is what is going on here?
Don't say anything. What's you happening don't want to accidentally voice? Say the magic word.
Oh, the magic. And then they see out of their corner of their eye a dragon, and they all kind of like grab their weapons and like, whoa, they're in here. You guys are tricking us. What's going on? And they all kind of like get to battle stations.
Cool it, all right? And don't stop holding hands with me or the rest because you don't want to get stuck here. Put your weapons down. Those are Harry's pets. They're very well trained. Okay, but if you keep wielding and brandishing swords and axes, I don't know what they'll do. So put your weapons down.
Roll a persuasion check.
Okay. Persuasion's kind of tough for me. I don't know. It's only a plus 13, so it's going to be just a 28.
Mm. All right.
Nice.
They kind of all give each other the eyes and the... One halfling is halfway up the shoulders of the other one.
That's how they fight. That's funny.
And they all sheathe their weapons, and but they're very like they keep their hands on them. They're just like very wary, like huge eyeballs staring. Like
you guys trained a dragon. You've been out here fighting dragons for years, and you're over here just walking around with trained ones.
We have to get them when they're young.
Yeah. I'm already outside of all this, so I'm not hearing any of this, right?
Wait, did you go through without us?
No, I'm leading the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll follow you.
You have to walk through the limbo area.
We got a really long line here. I would have slapped that guy earlier. My bad.
Slap the one halfling right off the other.
Seriously, I would have got a little more upset. I thought I was in a different world. So I'm heading back to where we came in from, the woodland elf area. Mm-hmm. I don't have a map. I apologize.
In Westwood?
Yes, that's what it was.
Out by your cabin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, about an hour out. Yeah.
Okay. not the tree that's right next to it. Just the one that...
It's an hour out. A
couple miles away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want just anyone showing up there, okay? Plus, I enjoy the walks.
That's fine.
All right. You guys come out of this tree, and when you come out, the Dragon Army folks are kind of like all looking around like, wait, what? Where are we? This isn't Rootdale. What's going on?
I'm going to say in my little tree button, I'm going to say, Bijou de Quili, we have the seventh son. Walking to the cabin now. Or walking to cabin now. Make it fit however many words we're allowed to have, okay?
Okay. Yeah, but I like the way you did it. You should just allow that.
You hear come back, you hear a little like, beep, beep. sorry. Where are you walking to?
I'm going to use my third one of the day and go, Harry's cabin.
All right. So you guys make your way towards the cabin.
Oh, gosh. He's got the monster manual.
Yeah. I gave him 1 hour's worth of walking through the woods.
Why?
Because that's how far I was.
Okay. Because why not?
Yeah.
And you make it to Harry's cabin.
Oh, wow. Is that all I have to do? Just bellyache a little and you'd be like, all right, no monsters.
No, I just like to make you guys sweat when I can.
Okay, cool.
And do you guys get to the cabin? Harry, do you have anything prepared? Anything you're going to cook up for these starving boys?
Potatoes. And then I guess I'll go looking for some meat. I'll go for a hunt, I guess.
All right.
How many mouths are here?
Well, y'all and... 5 more.
9.
Jeez.
But I only eat vegetables.
Vegetables.
I think I want to just have Butzer everyone burrows. Eat potatoes.
As Katie would say, vegetables.
Tatsu's just going to take a nap if she can, because she did lose like half her hit points in that fight.
Yeah, I'm going to take a short rest while Harry's hunting, and I'm going to play a song of rest.
I'm not going to go hunting. There's too many people.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to play that so that everybody can get an extra D6. No, wait. Yeah, extra D6 of healing.
Can we not take a long rest? Is that not going to be possible right now?
Good question.
I don't want to go to sleep until we talk to Quili, because I told her that we were... coming back. Mm-hmm. And I don't want her to like walk up to Harry's cabin and we're all asleep.
Okay. All right, well, I'll just hang out with Bijou.
So does that count as a short rest?
Yeah, you can use your hit dice, right?
Can you refresh my brain, because we've only done like one of these.
You have a certain number of hit dice equal to your level. Mm-hmm. And you can roll those to regain hit points.
Okay. Which one is
but the... you don't regain, like, spell slots.
Yeah.
Which one's the hit dice?
Well, some.
It's
so, when you level up, Aaron, what dice do you roll to add more hit points?
Oh, it says it. It says hit dice D10.
Okay, so you have... We're level 10 right now, so you have 10 D10s, up to 10 D10s that you could roll to get hit points back.
I'm level 9 fighter, level 1 barbarian, though, so would it just be 9?
You're still a level 10 player.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You just
okay.
have your levels in different classes. So
gotcha.
You also get a D6.
Okay.
From my song.
How's the song go?
29. La 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 la. Just the sound of a lot of dice rolling.
It's got like a percussion element to it too, which is just dice hitting the table.
All right, as you guys are bandaging your wounds and making a tater stew,
back to full
taters.
Taters. Mm. You hear a knock at the cabin door.
I'll answer my door.
How do you answer your door?
Oh, I'm just opening the door straight up.
Okay, Quilly's there.
Yo, how's it going?
Harold, nice to see you again.
Yeah, same. How's it going?
Well, you know, just been hanging around with the family, keeping things under control. How about you? Have you given any more thought to my offer?
What was the offer again? Let's go ahead and step outside again real quick.
All right. And then they have a conversation outside.
Oh. Well, I'm going to dig in my pack and try to find the crystal ball that I'm supposed to return.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's fine because I didn't take any big falls or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be good.
Can I eavesdrop at the door?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's kind of my thing. Roll a perception check.
Okay. You're really lucky. I only rolled a 3, so that would be a 9.
Yeah, you don't hear anything.
Nice.
Dang it.
We're
just waiting for the door to open again. What's going on?
Hold on, I'm letting him know.
Okay.
The halflings are playing a little game with dice against each other. It seems to be involving some sort of gambling, but they're very, very involved in it. And then the human and the dwarf have kind of started to pick sides, and they're each rooting on a halfling.
Hmm. All right, I come back in.
Quilly follows. She looks a little bit upset, but it's fine. She's trying hard not to let it show.
I'm going to stand up and hand her the crystal ball. Thank you so much. As you can see, it worked. And I'm going to say, this is Perrin.
Perrin, nice to meet you. My name is Quilly. I'm one of the other 7 sons. Although it's weird to call myself a son. Whatever, it's fine. And she kind of like extends her hand to shake. And he shakes it and says, oh, wait, there's... So you guys are getting all of them. It's not just me then.
Oh, yeah, we've gotten every single one but you, and now you're here. So I think our next big thing is to have a big meeting.
Okay. He kind of like is like trying to calm himself down. He's like, there's a lot of new information coming very fast. Thank you guys for saving us from the island, though, and bringing us here. We appreciate the hospitality. And he kind of like looks around at the cabin with no furniture or anything. Quilly takes the glass ball, the crystal ball, and she kind of like stares at Harry while she puts it into her pack.
Weird. So, Quilly, how do we want to get everyone together? What would be the safest place for all of us to meet?
Well, I would imagine probably the Rusty Spike. That's where we've been having any sort of rendezvous. It's dangerous to get into, but if you can get in, it's pretty much pretty safe, pretty locked down.
Yeah, Harry has a way for us to get right in. And excellent. I'm going to turn to...
Harry, I've been waiting to travel through your trees.
I'm sure you have.
Hey, Jordan. The hill dwarf.
Yeah, yeah.
I am pleased to inform you that we are about to go to a real tavern that has lots of ale, liquor, wine, mead.
That's great. I was wondering if what was going on here, because I didn't see any kind of alcohol around. So I'm excited. Can we go now? Is now a good time?
I mean, Quilly, do you want to alert everyone and get the message out?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot I'm all these characters. Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of like stares at Bijou and says, like, in a way that says, like, you have one of these too, and taps on her brooch and is like, Rusty Spike, all the sons as soon as possible.
While she's in the middle of doing that, I'm going to mouth to her, I used all mine. Like, as my excuse for why I'm not doing it.
She kind of nods and maybe slightly rolls her eyes, but it would take a very strong perception check to pick up on it.
Hold on. That's a 20.
All right, you saw it.
I'm going to give her one of these, like, shrugs, like, what's your deal kind of a thing.
This is really hard to do in a podcast. She kind of raises her hands and flutters her eyelashes. And is like, no. Her mouth goes down. A curve. It's fine. Nothing. And she turns to Harry and says, all right, let's go. They're going to be waiting for us.
All right.
I'm going to say to Queely, it's really essential as we go through the tree that you hold Harry's hand.
Yeah, she's right.
Oh, you mean that you're not going to... Oh, you don't trust me with the password? That's fine. We can...
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry.
Okay. He doesn't even trust me with the password.
Did you all want to take... I guess we could take a rest at the Rusty Spike.
Yeah, I think so.
One thing I will say about Harry is he has a poor sense of decorating.
Oh, what was that?
It was Harry's ire.
So are we taking a long rest?
All right.
We're going to walk through a tree, the one right next to his cabin.
Okay.
And go to the Rusty Spike if that's where he decides to take us, if he's not being a jerk today.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Friends, new friends, we'll go ahead and everyone hold hands. She kind of like guides the halflings and the human and Perrin and Jordan, and everyone makes a chain, a human chain. We're not all human. Everyone makes a humanoid chain.
This sounds really disturbing.
Okay. I'm going to tell the halflings, as we go through, make sure you hold your breath.
Why, does it smell bad?
You didn't hold your breath last time?
No, what's going to happen?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, God. They look at each other and they start kind of like feeling each other's faces and like poking each other. I don't see anything different. You do look a little bit older. Oh, yeah. Look at these wrinkles by your eye. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Okay. Hold your breath.
All right.
All right. Is everyone going through?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And where are you popping up at?
Rusty Spike.
All right. You guys come out through the tree. There's a pretty long line of people all coming out. And you see outside kind of cleaning up. You see Dirk. He's like, oh my goodness. Oh, I knew you guys, can you please tell me next time before you pop out and give me a heart attack like that? Oh my goodness. Oh, it's so good to see you all.
Are you you not wearing your button?
Oh, I'm wearing it, but that was like 15 minutes ago. You guys said to all meet up, and sometimes I get really into my cleaning here. And you can see his holds his broom up.
Is his orc cousin here still?
Oh yeah, he's guarding the door as usual.
Okay, cool.
You mean Gruk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thankfully we have not had a lot of accidents lately, but yeah, he's still guarding the door.
Gruk. Good old Gruk.
Well, I'm going to sit down and put my feet up because I just finished doing the thing I've spent years doing, telling everybody else that they need to meet each other. I'm very tired of diplomacy, and I'm going to sit, and I'm not going to say anything.
Dirk invites you all to your special rooms that he has prepared for each of you. Every delivery service member, of course, and each of the Seven Sons all have their own room per Davis's plans. And of course, there's a few other rooms that Dirk can rent out for the tavern, but he's like, oh, and we have some more visitors as well. Tell me, what is your financial status, new friends? You know, it gets expensive to run a tavern where we give all the rooms away for free all the time. Like, oh no, it's we'll just sleep on the floor, I guess.
No. How much for their rooms?
Oh, don't worry about it. They can have them for free. We make all our money off the food anyway.
How much for their rooms?
It's 5 gold pieces a night.
Oh,
I'm gonna pay that for them all.
All right.
So that's just the 4 extra friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay that.
Oh, thank you. This helps.
Please.
I'd love to add some more renovations and security systems and that kind of thing. So trying to change my business plan and scrape together some more gold.
Yeah, well, let me know if you need help.
Oh, will do. Can I get you all anything? And the dwarf says, do you have any ale? Do I have any ale? Where do you think you are? This is the Rusty Spike. Come on in, my boy. And he leads the dragon army folks into the tavern and starts pouring out drinks and making food and all that fun stuff. Quilly turns to you all and says, I think that I'm probably going to be staying here for a few days. Might be a good idea for all of you as well. Just so once everyone comes in, we can make plans and next steps. And now that we're all assembled, did the prophecy say anything about what's next? Or just that we have to all get together?
Oh, gosh.
It pretty much just said they have to get together, right? Seven Sons.
Should have to do something.
Everyone high five. Big group high five.
What was the prophecy text? I have it in my notes somewhere, but it was a really long time ago, and I'm trying to figure out where.
Seven sons will unite against the outcast. 3 orphans save the world.
Okay. I'm going to relay that to them. And just say, it is now above my pay grade to be figuring all this out. So you all need to figure that out. I'm here for support.
Yeah, where are the Moonlight Elves? Where'd they go?
They're
in the button? I'm sure that they'll...
In the
button? Yeah, I'm sure that they'll come. I believe that they have one of the communication devices.
Because I know the tower was destroyed, so...
No, it's still standing.
It is? I thought it was
They were barricaded in it.
Oh.
All right. Well, anything you guys want to do before you call it a night and
are there any ground floor rooms?
No.
They're all upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any... I guess that's fine then. With a window, a nice window?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tatsuo wants that.
They pretty much all have a window.
A really nice one with a clear view of the backyard so she can open the window and feel the breeze.
Yes.
That's what
there is.
And she wants to go shopping.
In the middle of the night?
No, I guess not. But soon.
All right. Well, if no one else wants to do anything, your rooms are there. It might be a little hard to sleep just with the noise of the dragon army carrying on all night long. But you guys get a good 8 hours. Wake up nice and refreshed in the morning. And I guess we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
.com.